Today we're going to talk about why and how often you should use a neti pot. Hi, I'm Melissa West and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today we're talking about why and how often you should use a neti pot. So I've spoken about neti pots several times before in the blog posts, and I'll link to those in the show notes so you can go and take a look at them. And basically the way a neti pot works is that you fill your neti pot with a saline solution. So the way I do that is I boil some water and I put some salt in, just about a teaspoon of salt, and then boiled water in there. I let it cool down, and then you pour the neti through one nasal passage. It goes up and it comes out the other nasal passage, and then you do it the other side, up, and it flows through. So today I wanted to talk about why you would use a neti pot and how often you should use a neti pot. So this came out of my back to school class on breathing. In the research that I did that, I came across some really interesting information on neti pot when I was doing that research, and I thought I would pass it along. So there are a few reasons why you would want to use a neti pot. If you have allergies, if you have sinusitis, if you have, here's a word for you, rhinorrhea. Okay, so bonus points if you know what that word means. Press pause now, honor system, and put that in the comments if you know what rhinorrhea means. So this is basically a fancy way of saying that your nose is stuffed up, filled with mucus, or you have a runny nose. So this can occur from allergies, or even a common cold. You would want to use a neti pot if you're sneezing a lot or if you have nasal itching. And there are also some studies that show that people who use a neti pot regularly contract less colds than people who don't use a neti pot. So then the question is, what does regularly mean? And how much is too much? And how much is not enough? So how often should you use a neti pot? So while it's important to clear your passages of mucus or environmental toxins, so for example, if you live in an urban setting where there are a lot of environmental toxins, you'll want to keep your nasal passages clear of those as well, such as pollutants or infectious agents. It's also important to remember that our nasal passages contain important immune cells and probiotic colonies. So remember that I talked about that in Yoga with Melissa 347, and I'll link to that in the show notes as well. So if you use a neti pot every single day, then what ends up happening is that you strip your nasal passages of these immune colonies and immune cells and probiotic colonies. So you don't want to be doing the neti pot every single day because there's important immune cells and probiotic colonies in there. So Dr. Nasuli recommends using a neti pot 3 to 4 times a week in moderation, but avoiding nasal irrigation for long periods of time for healthy mucous membranes. So while it's important to clear your nasal passages of mucus or environmental toxins such as pollutants and infectious agents, it's also important to remember that you don't want to do it every single day. So if you do have a cold, then sure, have at it. But as a rule, 3 to 4 times a week, not every single day. So let me know if this was helpful for you. You can give this video a thumbs up if you liked it, and feel free to leave your questions and comments below. I put a video like this out every single Wednesday. Subscribe to my channel if you'd like to receive them. Thanks so much for watching.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.